With the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom, good morning, I'm Andrew Reynolds. After a number of complaints from Muswellbrook locals, ARTC have adjusted their schedule for the works program at the Bridge Street underpass. ARTC Group Executive for the Hunter Valley Network, Wayne Johnson, apologised to residents for the noise they were subjected to this week.
We've undertaken work through the course of Tuesday and Tuesday night at the Muswellbrook Bridge Replacement Project, and the noise of that and the impact on that was far exceeding what we had predicted and what had happened. Clearly, both the community and ARTC took that pretty seriously. We modified plans yesterday, and so that noise impact won't continue through the course of the night.
Wayne also advised ARTC will be looking into the road diversion plans given the flow-on effect on the intersection at the corners of Bell and Victoria Streets overpass.
We are working with others on the road diversion, so that we do a review at each close down around how the traffic control's gone. We have had that feedback around this, and so we will review how that traffic control goes to the next close down as well. And we thank the community for the input we've had on that.
Singleton Council is apologising to residents for a number of water mains breaks this week. The breaks have been a result of ongoing works to refurbish Singleton's water infrastructure. General Manager for Singleton Council, Jason Linnane, says it's related to work underway at the Gowrie Reservoirs.
Those reservoirs up there who basically feed town, they're nearly 100 years old. So in doing that, it's meant the changeover process has unfortunately increased pressure to the supply in the system within town. And that means some of the old water mains we've had have actually broken and popped.
Council apologises for any inconvenience to residents and business and appreciate their patience. And community and religious leaders will be empowered to respond to domestic and family violence through a new training program to begin next month. Attorney General and Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence Mark Speakman said the accredited course, run by TAFE New South Wales, will give participants the tools and resources to help people who seek their guidance. There will be 4 2-day courses, 3 in metropolitan areas and 1 in regional New South Wales, with a maximum of 25 leaders on each course. For more information or to register your interest, contact Diversity Services at justice.nsw.gov.au.